This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The head of Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability, COPA, is re-upping her push for the police superintendent to strip police powers of four officers involved in the recent fatal shooting of Dexter Reed. The Sun-Times reports COPA Chief Andrea Kirsten first made that request in early April when she raised grave concerns about the use of deadly force in this case. Superintendent Larry Snelling has not responded to Kirsten's request. A police spokesperson says even though the officers have been returned to active duty status, they still remain on desk duty. The 23-year-old North Suburban man accused of gunning down seven people at the Highland Park 4th of July parade nearly 2 years ago made a brief appearance in court this morning. My colleague Michael Puente reports Lake County Circuit Court Judge Victoria Rossetti set a new hearing date of August 28th for Robert Cremo III. The Highwood man faces 21 counts of first-degree murder, 48 counts of attempted murder, and aggravated battery. He faces life in prison if he's convicted on just two of the counts at his trial set for February 24th. Cremo III is being held without bond at the Lake County Jail. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is celebrating the new state budget that was passed very early this morning. Pritzker says the $53 billion spending plan is the sixth balanced budget to come from his administration. He points to payments to the state's pension and rainy day funds as examples of fiscal responsibility, and he was unfazed by the handful of Democrats who voted against.
The fact that there are some who disagreed on aspects of the budget is just a function of what Will Rogers once said, which is, I don't belong to an organized party. I'm a Democrat.
Some Democrats say the budget does not invest enough funding into local community programming, and Republicans have sharp critiques of the $182 million earmarked for the migrant crisis, but there are so few GOP lawmakers, they don't have the power to block the budget. Meantime, Illinois lawmakers passed a bill to erase medical debt for lower-income families. Democratic State Representative Kelly Cassidy of Chicago says the bill would apply to families whose household income falls 400% below the federal poverty level or whose medical debt is equal to 5% of their household income.
Almost everyone I know has had an issue with medical debt. It is about the most universal thing that we experience. And for us to be able to do something about it, this is an opportunity for us to work together and do something about it.
Lawmakers are earmarking $10 million for the pilot program. The bill now heads to the governor for his final approval. Weather, high waves, and dangerous currents along Lake Michigan beaches today, so be careful if you want to go for a swim. Sunny skies and cool. We're getting to a high of right around 70. Clear skies tonight, a low near 50, and sunshine on Thursday, high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.